I might use they, them pronouns, but I get he, him horny. It's something that I don't quite like about myself. I'm working on it. I'm on my healing journey. I'm just asking for a little fucking help.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
You bang hot bitches. It's not how you titty fuck hot double D cup Instagram models. If you want to get anal from TikTok models, this is not how you approach them. You know how you approach them? With some date rape drugs.
What?
John, tell me.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Yeah, cats and kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. I'm about to take... We're going to go on vacation this summer.
Yes,
like we do. We're
we
human
are.
Beings. We need a vacation. And I'm really excited about it. We're going to do some traveling. And one of the things... Just let you know, we're traveling and it's a long plane flight. And so now we have the 5 to 12 kids... that we've got to take on the plane, which means we have to commandeer like a whole half of the plane in order to get our children in there. But there's still going to be other people there in the plane with us. And, you know, ticket prices are so fucking expensive right now that even if you were a millionaire, I think you could barely afford coach for as many people as I've got to take. And then I'm probably going to have to take Blue, too, because, you know, no one's going to take Blue on for the length of time that we're going on vacation. That's another thing about having a dog. You have to fucking... take care of them when you're gone. And I wish children had the same kind of place where you could just like drop them off at the play place and then come back and pick them up 60 days later.
Yeah.
But unfortunately that, you know.
That's frowned upon.
No one agrees to take Blue and I'm sure no one's going to agree to take my 7 to 9 children. So it's an arm and a leg to fly these days. And so we got all this money that we're putting toward this flight. And the biggest fear of any parent with small children is the meltdown.
Oh, yeah.
Now, when you fly, let's say, like, to Europe, it's not usually a big deal on the way there because the way that the air traffic control systems, the air traffic management systems are set up in the United States and in Europe, they agree that most of the flights go one way at night and then they come the other way during the day.
Oh, okay.
So that's why whenever you travel over to Europe, 9 times out of 10, you're taking a flight that's after 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're flying in the direction of all the other flights, and then they come back the other way during the day. So when you leave Europe, you will usually fly sometime in the early morning to get back here by the early afternoon or late afternoon.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
So the trip there is not as worrisome. I just give them some morphine and a couple Jack Daniels and let them...
Call it a day.
Yeah, I call it a day, basically. I say, hey, kids, I'm going to put on Inception and you kids watch it while you're high on Vicodin. It'll be great for your sleepy times.
Yeah.
But let's just say that one of the kids, for whatever reason, we had to buy a seat that wasn't with the family. This is happening a lot lately, especially on places like American Airlines and... So now there is rules that are in place by most major airlines, except of course, Spirit and all the other airlines I'll never fly. There's a lot of rules in place that say, basically, we're giving you the right to ask for that seat to be put together. We don't want your minors sitting other places besides with you.
Yes, that's nice.
So this has been a big pandemic complaint, and now the airlines are saying, we're giving more options for families that have children so that they can be sat together. Great. But it still happens that you have to, last minute, you have to pick seats and they happen to be away from each other. So I'm reading this news article about a lady who is on TikTok, I think it was, and she was complaining in a video that someone, a mother, had come and asked her to move her seat so that she could sit next to her child. The woman was in the window seat. The child was in the middle seat. The mother was in another aisle altogether, another row altogether.
Okay.
So this lady, this fucking lunatic bitch, is like, why are you coming to, why would I be inconvenienced so you can sit next to your child? This is my window seat and I'm not giving it up. I paid for it. If you didn't have enough forethought to get your child in the same row as you, that's not my problem. I was blown away at the idea that you couldn't sympathize with this mother and her 3-year-old child.
I know. And why would you want to sit next to the 3-year old?
You wouldn't want to sit next to an unsupervised 3-year old. Right. You wouldn't want to sit next to a supervised 3-year old.
Yes.
3-year olds are troublemakers by nature. I know because I have 2 of them. And so 12 of them. I don't know how many I have. The reality is you don't want to sit next to an unsupervised 3-year-old. That's just going to make a bad flight for you because you think that 3-year-old is going to go the whole flight without nagging you. You got another thing coming. They're going to look to whatever adults around them,
yep,
and they're going to look for entertainment or at least comfort. And so you saying no to that mother, I get it. You got a window seat. It's posh. You like it. You want it. You're about to be on a 7-hour flight, 6-hour flight, whatever it is. You want that window seat. But for one fucking moment, be a human being. For one fucking moment. Even when I was not a parent, I never got angry with the screaming child. I got annoyed by the screaming child. I wish, yes, the screaming child wasn't screaming. But you know what I did? I put my fucking headset in,
exactly,
and I watched my movie.
Yep.
Or I said to myself, I really feel sorry for that parent.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a child starts screaming like that, there's nothing you can do. Their ears hurt. Their ears are popping. They're hungry. They're shitty. They're tired. They're sick. Whatever they are, they have no control over their facilities just as much as the parents don't have control over their facilities. So you being a ratchet bitch and saying no about this is just a horrible, terrible, yet shining example of humanity in 2023. We can't ever think about somebody else for one fucking second. It really drives me crazy, Chrissy. This really pisses me off. As a parent and as someone who was not a parent for a long time, for most of my adult life, I actually was in the same situation maybe 12 years ago, 13 years ago. Now, I had the middle seat, the child was in the window seat, and the mother asked me if I wanted to take to her aisle seat so she could sit next, mm-hmm, to her child. And even though aisle's not my favorite, I said, okay, no problem, because I understood the dilemma that this mother was in. You,
right,
cannot... It's terrible to be away from your children, and then what? Then the mother's just going to go like this the whole time and scream, yeah, at her child? Sit down. Shut up. Close the window. Here's a snack. Here, oh, you shit yourself? Okay, come over here. Climb over this nice man with your poopy diapers and get shit everywhere and come here to mommy 17 chairs away. It doesn't work like that. Can we just think about somebody else for 1 second? Move over when you're walking on the sidewalk so that other people can get around you. Stop being such an asshole when you drive, Grandma. And for the love of the Lord, if a mother wants to sit next to her child, let a mother sit next to her child. This is probably the same lady who is up in arms about them separating children at the border. Well, you know what? They're separating children in airplanes now! Why are you so terrible? What would you do?
Oh, I'd give up a seat.
In a heartbeat, right?
Yeah.
I'd probably give up the seat if it was like a couple, like a, mm-hmm, two lovers that were together. I'd go, oh, yeah, whatever. If, mm-hmm, I'm single and by myself and I'm riding on a, mm-hmm, on a business flight, I'd be like, yeah. I guess I'll give up my window seat for you two idiots. But you know what? It's because I have a little bit of humanity left. Just a little bit of humanity. Have we taken all the humanity and thrown it out the window? I can't believe it, Chrissy.
Are you going to have to put this to the test on the flight now that you guys are taking? Are you going to have to actually try and ask somebody to move?
No, we're not.
Okay.
Luckily,
good.
Because, mm-hmm, because we arranged it in a way that I think makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the number of people that are traveling at the same time and the fact that one of them is too small to have a seat.
Yes.
I think we're all going to get into that same row. And the airlines will make special accommodations for it. They'll give you the bulkhead seat. They keep that closed off,
mm-hmm,
for families who show up at the airport early, and then you ask, you say, can I have the bulkhead? And they put a crib in front of you.
Yeah.
They like hang it off the wall, and then the baby can sleep in there,
mm-hmm,
right? But it's not always been that way, and I'm sure it won't always be that way. And so just to make it clear, if you catch me on a flight, a business flight, or I'm by myself anytime soon, don't ask me to move for your child. But I'm saying I would if you did. But don't ask me, because I like my window seat, and I don't want to give it up. I didn't say I would do it. I would. I will only do it if you ask me. But don't ask me because I don't like you anymore. What a terrible, terrible woman! What a terrible woman to go on TikTok and say these things, as if she's in the right. As if, and maybe she's in the right. Maybe she paid for it. Maybe it's her seat. Maybe she has the right to it. But like, is that really in the right? Are you really in the right, or are you just hanging your hat on some undefined principle that in your head makes sense? In other words, are you giving yourself an excuse as to why you have the right to sit in that seat, mm, when the mother doesn't have the right to be next to her child. It makes no sense whatsoever. You're not entitled to a fucking airplane seat.
People are the worst.
People are the worst. And that's why I am sticking my children in the underground pool for the rest of their lives.
The pool bunker.
You know, this is the same thing with the Buddha. Remember the story of the Buddha? The Buddha lived in a castle all his life. His father, he was the son of a king. All his life, the Buddha was shielded from all the ugly things in the world. Like people walking on the wrong side of the sidewalk and not giving the right plane seat. Imagine in the time of the Buddha, how few plane seats there were available. Prices back then must have been outrageous. He literally had to suck the oil out of the ground with a straw to get in that airplane. But his father tried to protect him from all the ugly out there in the world. And it wasn't until he actually got out into the world.
Journeyed
out into the world when he understood that there was a lot of pain and suffering in the world. And, you know, I can only imagine what the Buddha would do in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Probably take up 3 or 4 seats. He'd probably have to buy an extra chair. The fat Buddha version. You know, there's a fat Buddha and then the skinny Buddha. It's probably the fat Buddha.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Chrissy, on that treaty, let's put it. Mothers and children need to sit next together on a plane, regardless of what you think is your right. That's all I got to say.
Going on the treaty.
Well, thank you, Chrissy.
At some point, we need to put a list together of all the things on the treaty.
Yeah, at some point, we need to do a lot of things here at the commercial break, but, you know, we're a little slow to,
Maybe I'll pick work up on that while you're gone.
Yeah, while I'm gone, work on that and report back to me.
Okay.
I want to report on Monday morning on my desk. You know, we worked at Clear Channel and people be like, you know, I need that report. And then you think to yourself, what report do you need and exactly why do you need it? I started questioning why people needed reports.
Yeah.
They used to print out reports 60 Thick. Pages deep. Yeah.
I remember seeing
those. Can I get those projection reports? Bang, 3 o'clock. Brian, I need you to run over the projection reports at 3 o'clock. Hey, Brian, I got projection reports for the entire world here. Can you go through all 6,000 pages by tomorrow morning and let me know how many internets you can sell?
Yeah,
I think I could sell about 60,000 internets. Bob at WG22 says you can sell 80,000 internets. Why not make it a clean 150? I'm going to fall well short of my 60 anyway.
Well, I know the projection reports were always such BS anyway.
Of course they were.
Because everybody's just making up stuff.
Yes, lying is what they're doing. Lying.
You think I can close that? Yeah. You haven't closed them in a year from now. I know, but they're about to close. Yeah, they're about to buy.
Guy texted me yesterday. I haven't had a chance to text him back, but I'm going to get to it today. I've been so busy prospecting, I didn't get a chance to call him back, but I'm pretty sure it's time to sign on the dotted line. And then the following week, you'd be like, I texted him back. He didn't text me back yet. I think he's in Morocco for the next 6 to 7 months. Let's just keep it on there at 90%.
Yeah.
The thing about projections is it was such bullshit that everybody then got caught up in the bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
So even if you wanted to try and play it straight, then other people would force you to, they'd be like, are you sure you can only do 60? And you'd be like,
okay.
I'm not even sure I can do 60.
But
yeah,
sure. Make it more.
Yeah, what about 120? Can you double that? I just need to make a little extra on this one particular line. Sure, why not? I'll make it 120. And then you just keep on, it just snowballed. Mm-hmm. And then you'd be, by the end of the year, you'd have $7 million gap. We're going to close that before Jan 1st? Well, it's December 22nd, so yes. Wait it at 98%.
Waited.
And then Jan 1, it would all clear again. You'd be like, let's start all over again.
That's a fresh new
$60,000. Yeah. It was such horseshit. Such horseshit.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what that has to do with the lady on the airplane.
No, how did we get on that?
And listen, I know I had some strong words for that woman, but I have some strong words for that woman. I mean, the sheer audacity of you getting on TikTok.
I would just ignore her.
Yeah, I know. I try to, but some stuff really gets in my craw, in case you haven't noticed. Half this show is me yelling at strangers.
That's true, now that I think about it.
It is true. Someone wrote in, they wrote an email, and they're like, keep digging, Brian. Keep digging. And I'm not sure if they meant like my grave, or they were proud of the fact that I was getting angry about stuff we all get angry about.
Yes, we do.
All right, last time we met, we were talking, we were reviewing a video. Adam the Liar is a PUA that we've been reviewing for a long time. Now, he's not always been a PUA, pickup artist. He's like a social media expert and like a business expert and a real estate guy and polyamory and three-way conversations.
Oh, that's right.
He's got a million things that he's been or not been throughout his time on the internet. He's just one of those guys who has to find the next fad, and then he follows that into internet stardom. And then we reviewed a video by him about cold approaching a couple of weeks ago. And then I found a video of John Anthony, another complete asshat that's out there giving advice to men on how to pick up women as if it's a science, and it's not. And these two have made a living trying to make mathematical sense out of something that has nothing to do with math, and that is tips and tricks to pick up women. So what I found was John Anthony...
Mostly tricks.
Yeah, mostly tricks. Just like those projections,
yeah,
they're thin on substance.
Right.
They look good on paper.
Right.
Yeah. So John Anthony Lifestyle reviewed and broke down the exact same approach, quote unquote, video that we did from Adam the Liar. And I thought, well, this is just commercial break inception. It's just down the rabbit hole we go. Let's watch John. So far, we've reviewed half the video. And so far, John Anthony has basically said little and given us no information as to what he would do. He's just making fun of Adam for his approach.
He's just laughing at him. And the video of him laughing like goes directly up to his face real tight.
Yeah, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak.
Weird.
It's so weird. It's like they zoom in on him when he's laughing, and then they zoom out when he's talking.
He gives no alternative either. He just says it's wrong.
That's right. Well, it is.
And it is wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. Yeah. He's
so
right about that. He's 100% wrong. He likes to kidnap people.
Yeah.
Adam just likes to corner him at the bar. In a dark, dank corner of the bar.
Against a wall.
Against a wall. If they're against a wall, you get against another wall. Corner them.
TCB.
Hey you, guess you. I hate to interrupt all the fun, but I just want to remind you that tcbpodcast.com is where you find all the audio and the video, plus you can contact us to get your free 21 EPM sticker. Just go to tcbpodcast.com, hit the contact us button, tell us you want a sticker, drop us your address, and off we go. Plus, you can write to us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 1-855-TCB-8383. For all of our international listeners, we'll pick up the toll. Go ahead and text us. If you have comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all at 855-TCB-8383. If you want to view the commercial break in a whole new light, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak to see the fully edited episodes. You'll love it or your money back, I promise. While you're at it, hit us up on Instagram at thecommercialbreak and TCB Live on TikTok. So let's take a minute to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. Hey, TCB Universe, I wanted to let you know that Hatch sponsors this episode. You know I have 12 to 15 children. It seems like there's a new one every single year. And there's two words that fill me with more dread than any other. Sleep training. We've learned a few things about putting a child to bed, and we've learned that routine is most important. But even with a great routine, sometimes you need a little help, and that's why Astrid and I use Hatch. The new and improved second-generation Hatch Rest makes sleep better and more magical for the entire family. This all-in-one Hatch Rest is a smart sleep device with a sound machine and nightlight that grows with your child. Even the youngest of our brood is getting a Hatch as part of their bedtime routine. Babies love the continuous sound of white noise and lullabies for soothing and comfortable sleep environment, and toddlers and big kids sleep independently with colors and sound cues. We've been using Hatch and their easy-to-use application to change bedtime from a nightmare to a good night. And right now, Hatch is offering up to 15% off of your purchase of a Hatch Rest and free shipping at hatch.co/TCB. That's hatch.co/TCB. So if you're ready for improved sleep with your children and yourself, go to hatch.co/TCB to get up to 15% off and free shipping. One more time, that's hatch.co/TCB. This is a product that we use, we're falling in love with it, and the kids know it's time to go night-night when they see the nightlight of Hatch. Thanks, Hatch, for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
TCB.
Here we go. I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Here's John Anthony breaking down Adam the Lion's approach video. Adam the Lion's. His name is Adam Lyons. Adam the Lion's.
Impressive, because I would not have taken that from those guys. I most definitely wouldn't have, but he did.
A full hour. He's being berated.
But the problem is...
He's telling this... Adam is telling this story about how he trained someone in the fine art of
picking up,
approaching. And the guy approached a table that happened to have...
His fiance
and four of her friends, and then stood there for an hour while they yelled and screamed at him about his bad pickup artisting.
He telegraphed to the entire nightclub that he was staring at the floor and obviously wasn't having a good reaction.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone was fucking noticing that. The whole nightclub's like, oh, like, do you see that guy staring at the floor? And why does he have red hair just like that other dumbass over there?
Smile!
Okay, touche. By the way, the girl that isn't the girl who's standing in as a random girl at the bar,
right,
with Adam the Lyons in the original video, does not look a day over 15 years old.
She looks so young.
So young.
Yeah, and completely out of place.
Yeah, she's scared.
Laugh, be happy. You're getting it in the ear because you messed up. Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry. His niece, his younger niece or something.
Yeah, or his daughter or something. It's really weird.
I didn't mean to upset you. Hey, it wasn't my intentions, you know, just here to have fun, just chatting to some people, whatever. Be cool with it. You're going to telegraph everything in your body language. So make sure that if you are talking to a standing set, or in fact any set that goes bad, that you're giving yourself the best benefit. And one of the best is by locking in. Now, there's a great opener that I love to use from being locked in. What I'll do is I'll meet a girl, and I'll lock in, and I'll say, hey, I just want to ask you something.
What if I came up with like a pair of handcuffs and like locked myself to the railing and then locked her to the railing? Like a three-way handcuff type of situation?
That's the lock-in approach.
Now, listen, I don't want anybody in this bar to know that I'm hitting on you, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to handcuff you lightly for the next hour, and even if you berate me, just look cool. Just look cool while you're doing it, because I don't want anybody else in the bar thinking that I'm an asshole. So far, Adam the Lyons has taught us that he doesn't want to look like an asshole at the bar.
Yeah.
Tell me three interesting things about yourself. So she'll come in and she'll start telling me some stuff. So go in, she'll start whispering something to me, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. What a laugh. I'm John Anthony Webster. Would you like to get 12 confirmed kills and this beautiful couch for your day room? John Anthony Lifestyle. Selling furniture, kitchenware, and pussy. By the way, I ask a girl a question at a bar, she usually doesn't start whispering in my ear.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
No. Horrible opener. You don't want to have them. Ooh. Horrible opener. You don't want to have them start telling you, qualifying off the open. Tell me what. Tell me why I should date you. Sounds like Todd's game. It's like
Todd
probably has 100.
I don't know who Todd is.
We need to find out.
Yeah. Who is Todd? Just put that in our book.
Yeah, we got Paul Jenkins and Todd we need to know about.
Okay, good. Now we got some homework. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give that to our underlings. Who works for us? No one? Okay, you
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, I will.
Percent close rate too, especially when he approaches soft fours to have a baby with.
The thing is, while she's listening, while she's talking to me, I'm looking around the bar.
John looks at the world in terms of how good looking everybody is. You notice that?
Yes.
If someone's got a soft four, then he's below them. If someone's got a soft six, then he's below them. But if they're like an 8, 9, or 10, then he's worthy of his attention.
Mm-hmm.
John should take himself out of the soft three category before yes. he starts talking to other women in the soft eight category.
And I'll watch for another girl. And while she's talking to me, I'll start making eyes at the other girl like... Like I'm completely bored out of my brain.
Why did his face look so distorted? Now what I'm doing, was because that John Anthony?
That's John
doing?
Anthony making yeah. He's using his third grade knowledge of video editing to put a magnifier on his face. That's why he looks so weird. But it looks weird anyway.
It does.
Even without the magnifying effect, he looks pretty fucked up.
Again, notice how it's all backwards, okay? Oh, now you need to pretend like you're super bored by looking at other girls and being like, she's like, you just asked me to fucking tell you the interesting things. Now you got to pretend like you're not interested in it.
Telegraphing to the other girl.
So far, you've given us no useful information, John.
No.
You're just
making fun of it.
Yeah. This is just another version of the commercial break,
it
only
really
a
is.
Lot less energetic.
That this girl here, although she's incredibly hot and pretty, look hot and pretty, see? Although she's hot and pretty, I'm telegraphing to the other girl that this girl is actually boring my brains off. And I'll wait. And the girl will be wandering around. Sometimes I'll go, oh, what, really? That's great. And I'll call her over. Sometimes she'll just come over. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is.
Sometimes I'll be hitting on one girl.
And then I'll
make eyes at another girl, grab the first girl, and while I'm giving her a hug, I tell the other girl to come
over.
Yeah. Adam. You realize that there's something called the Internet Archive that's going to have this forever. I'm surprised anybody dates these two.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
Most people Google search before they date somebody, right?
Right? Yes. Yeah.
No one's going to date me ever again either. I got to hang on to Astrid as long as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Someone checks out this commercial break and I won't be picking up anybody. I won't be picking up soft zeros.
The girl will walk past and I'll say to one, to bother you.
Sorry.
And I'll call her over. Sometimes she'll just come over. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is. The girl will walk past and I'll say to this one, I'm so sorry to bother you. I just want to go and chat to this girl for 2 seconds. She's an old friend of mine. I'll then walk.
Look at the girl. She's like, you're going to do what? You're going to go talk to somebody else?
Yeah.
She hasn't had an expression on her face the whole time.
Mm-mm.
You think she's on ketamine or something?
Something.
What's that new drug they call it? Trank? You ever heard about this?
Yeah.
The Trank? Yeah, there really are
awful.
Zombies walking around among us. Yeah.
Up to the other girl. I'll grab her arm, lock it with mine, and go, just play along for a minute. She'll be like, okay. And I'm sorry, that girl won't leave
no,
me alone.
She won't.
She's been talking
no,
to me.
No, she won't.
I mean...
Let me help you hit on another girl. You came up, you hit on me. Now, behind my back, you're hitting on someone else, telling them to come over.
No, he was saying that to the first original girl, like, hey, I've got to go talk to this other girl. She's an old friend. And then you go up to the girl that you want to talk to and grab her arm and go, just play along with me for a minute. And she will.
Yeah, no, she will. Won't. Yeah. No, she won't.
You don't know the girl.
Have you ever been to a bar before, Adam? With actual females? Not sex dolls. It'll do whatever you want.
It's like the teachers that can't do exactly.
People who can't do teach.
All night.
Again, so contrived, so fucking dumb. Okay, this is not how you get laid a lot. It's not how you bang hot girls. This is how you go
now
and
you
play
bang
little
hot
games.
Girl.
Now you bang hot bitches.
Johnny.
It's not how you titty fuck hot double D cup Instagram models. If you want to get anal from TikTok models, this is not how you approach them. You know how you approach them? With some date rape drugs. Like, what? What? John, tell me. What's your advice?
You approach him with your hot girlfriend.
Yeah, you approach
him
with your...
That's the only reason he has any success at all.
You approach him with your hard 10 girlfriend,
yes.
And you have them do all the hard work.
Uh-huh.
That sounds like a pretty easy proposition, actually.
Yeah.
And little pickup tricks can be a fucking loser.
And it's believable, because I'm locked in, and she's chatting off my ear.
So funny.
Is he just repeating the same laughing clip over and over again?
I think so.
He's literally adding in his own laugh track? himself laughing. Mm-hmm. We should try that.
You know how complicated they make everything for no reason.
And the girl can relate to having some guy chat to her all night and drive her mad.
By the way, guys, if you want to learn the proper way to open, go look at the approach break.
By the way, guys, if you want to know the proper way to open, let me give you a commercial for my own products on shitty pickup lines.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
Approach breakthrough challenge. Details in the description. I want to see.
Approach break their legs.
Yeah.
Shut down the challenge.
That's right. Break their legs. Take the ambulance ride with them. We're in the hospital, doped up on morphine. You say, hey, here's my hot girl, Brazil. Can she sit on your face while your legs are up in the air? In traction? Can I eat your pussy while you're in traction?
Oh my God.
I'm going to hit you with a vibrator while you got those legs hanging in the air. Sorry, I threw you down the stairs. It was an accident that's going to work out in everybody's favor. It's kismet. Kismet.
Through challenge, we'll help you solve your approach anxiety problem permanently for a lifetime, as well as show you how to run the interaction, how to isolate, escalate, pull, deal with the cock blocks, baby steps.
Isolate, escalate, pull, cock blocks. They've got their own terminology.
It's too much. I mean, I can't. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
It's an MLM scam.
It is.
With pussy.
It totally is.
As the main product.
I think
product.
He's training other coaches. Look, it says Telegram group with the coaches. This really is like an MLM.
Yeah, it is. Of course it is. Yeah. And all the money goes straight into John Anthony's pocket.
To pay for Brazil.
And that nice condo he's got in Portugal or wherever the fuck he's living.
Deal with the conversation, keep the conversation going, sexualize, etc. Here you go. Check in the link in the description.
Sexualize, etc.
Sexualize and etc. You should say sexualize and Excedrin because you're going to have a headache once you figure out John Anthony's tips. We've broken down four or five of John Anthony's videos. He also gives dumb fucking advice.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to let you know, they're both giving really dumb fucking advice. We just have one of them making fun of the other one right now.
And Saturday, and it's only $27, okay, instead of listening to how to approach from this dummy with red hair.
We do.
By the way, which Saturday? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a YouTube video.
It's
which
every
Saturday?
Saturday?
It's every Saturday.
Every
that's
Saturday.
Right. Because it's a pre-recorded boot camp.
Mm-hmm. Massive amount of rapport on the fact that we both have really, really hot people chatting to us and really annoying us because they've got nothing interesting to say. So what I've done is I've used a really solid body language position to telegraph to another girl that I've got masses of attraction when really I don't. And I've used that to bounce off of her and kind of like tool her, really.
What is this, like the bumper cars?
Yeah, what are you, Stretch Armstrong? Gonna bounce off of it. Bing bong.
Bing, bing, bing bong.
I like to call this bad bitch ping pong. I just run into a crowded bar and start hitting people. And whichever girl falls down and is unconscious, when she wakes up, I go, do me a favor. Pretend you're my girlfriend for a second. So I go pick up this hotter girl who's awake.
Open the other girl and get off of her. Not that I ever would. I'd never tell you stuff. See? Never. So that's one of the key parts you want to make sure you do. Now, there's another one that's really good, which is when you've got two girls standing up and you've got a double standing set. So I'm going to grab another girl up from the audience.
Oh, we didn't see this part of the video.
Oh.
We don't have access to special extra content. Did we see two girls come up?
We did see another girl come up there.
Oh, we did?
And she's going to come up here and stand. And what we're going to look at now is how you actually approach two girls who are standing up next to each other. Now, in this situation...
Yeah, remember she's got the hood on?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The hoodie.
One girl's desperately trying to cover her face because she knows her dad won't be proud of her. Because neither of these girls is over the age of 18.
No. Yeah.
First of all. Second of all, she's the one with no shoes on in this terribly dirty hotel room or wherever the fuck they are.
I don't know where they are.
They'll be standing there. And typically, they don't stand up against the wall. They don't do that because girls don't like being wallflowers. If they're going to stand together, they'll be standing by the bar. It's very rare you'll see two hot girls standing in the corner of a room. That's not really what they tend to do. They might...
What are they, animals?
I know, that's what...
It's like they're gazelles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's observing their behavior.
In the wild, it's very rare to see these two soft eights hanging out near the bar. Here comes Adam the lion as he approaches for the kill. Watch the gazelles bounce away, screaming in agony. They haven't been touched, but they know that Adam will not leave them alone. As they run through the bar safari.
Seated in the corner of the room, which is a completely different story that we'll talk about later. But they could quite often be standing up against the bar. Now, the position that I want to be in is most definitely not here. Because if I'm here, then I can't actually communicate with both of them correctly. I might be able to talk to this one and turn her around and talk to her. But now I've got a problem that this one's going to get bored. You feel awkward already, right? She's like, yeah. So she's going to want to get rid of me because these guys are friends. So she's going, come on, this guy, let's get to the bathroom or something, because girls can't go to the toilet alone. So that's going to leave me in a
Once again.
These two gazelles need to take a hot shit. Watch them as they run to the corner of the bar to do that together. For gazelles are known to poop in pairs.
Oh my God.
Look out. The lions is right behind you. Girls, come here. Do me a favor. Pretend you're my girlfriend so other people in the bar know that you're hot enough for me to be hot enough for you to stand next to. Thanks.
Of course, situation where I'm going to get left out. So I want to make sure that I can engage both. And the best way of doing it is to be in between the two of them. And the beautiful thing about having a bar or going to the bar is that you've got a really good excuse to split them both up. And the way you do it is by making sure you're not opening either. So if I can move you guys just here for 1 second.
Let's watch as the lion splits the gazelles up. The lion is now handcuffed to one of the gazelles.
That's exactly too what John Anthony said was the separate.
Yeah.
Separate the
friends.
He said
the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. That's right. Separate the friends.
Mm-hmm. You want to interrupt their conversation, split them apart, and talk to neither of them. Yeah, that I'm sure that's going to go over well. Again, where do they even come up with this shit?
Just so the camera can see what's going on.
They came up with they learned it from watching you. That's what you said to do in your last video.
He did.
You guys to imagine that here are two girls and they're leaning up against the bar, and the bar is here and the barman is here, and you guys are all behind the bar. I see the two girls and I want to split them up. So I approach, not the girls, but the barman. I slip between the two girls. Sorry, guys. Hi, can I get a drink? And I'll order my drink from the bartender. Now, at this point, I've split up the girls. They're going to think I'm quite rude because they were having a conversation.
Exactly. They're going to be like,
who is that guy in the Addams Family or whatever, the TV version? Oh, no. Yeah, was it Addams Family?
I don't know.
Or was it the Munsters?
I think it was the Munsters.
Herman Munster.
Fuck. He's already starting it off looking like a dickhead. And fucking losing tons of points.
But it's kind of irrelevant because I didn't notice them.
Points.
So they'll talk
points.
To each other and I'll be talking. Now, the timing is perfect because if I do this for too long, they'll get bored and walk away. They might even tap me on the shoulder and tell me I'm rude. I've probably got about 3 to 4 seconds to try and address the bartender and then recognize my mistake and apologize to the two girls, which gives me an open. So I step in. Sorry, guys. Hey, do you mind if I just...
He's only got 3 seconds to make the move. Will he or won't he? The whole bar is watching.
That's true.
Yes.
Everyone's got their eyes on him. They're waiting.
I would actually pay pay-per-view hundreds of dollars yes. to watch Adam the Lions out
too.
In the wild
I
with microphones.
Too. Absolutely.
Yes.
Order my drink. I'm sorry. Do you mind if I just get a drink? Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry. Guys, I have completely cut you guys out, haven't I? And bam, here I am in with my opener. I've opened both girls at once, and it gives me a position between the two of them where I can talk to both, I can keno both, and actually get...
And I can stick my dick literally out on top of the bar and watch them lick it, because that's what girls do. I was right about them pooping together. I was right about the fact that they're dumb as dirt, and I'm right about the fact that my dick will be licked if I put it on the bar.
To an interaction between both of them. Also, from the vantage point of leaning at the bar, I can keep my eyes open for any girl code going on between the two of them, because I'm leaning...
I'm a girl code. Look at this guy. Yes. He's a douche.
Watch as the two gazelles now communicate to each other in gazelle language. Girl code.
Back, rather than being stuck between them and trying to talk like this and having them talk over my shoulder. So you lean back on the bar, and in this position, I can talk to both very comfortably without any problems.
So dumb. Okay, that's terrible
agree.
Advice.
Yeah, oh, we agree, John.
Don't do that. what you should do, the way that I do it. I'll come in on the one girl that's talking. I'll say, hey, I just want to meet your friend real quick. I'm John. Nice to meet you. Hey, what's up? I want to meet you real quick. Then I take the wing, or I take the friend, introduce her to my wing behind, and it's neutralized. Okay, you don't have to go.
Introduce her to my wing behind.
And it's neutralized.
Then it's neutralized.
The threat has been neutralized.
My God.
The threat has been neutralized. What?
My wing.
Oh my God.
Assuming wingman. Oh. And the threat of them turning him down has been neutralized.
Yes. I just thank the Lord that when I was 20 years old, I never had this kind of information because I might have been dumb enough to take it. I never would have met anybody.
Interrupt them. Lots of girls will just walk away or tell you, like, what the fuck, jerk? Not if you're Adam Lyons and you're closing 100% of the time. Oh my God. Our industry. 2 day.
Our industry.
It's falling to shit.
As if he made the industry.
I know, yeah. I know.
It's all going to hell in a handbasket because of guys like Adam the Lions. Are you sure? Here comes another commercial.
Friday and Saturday. Again, all the details are in the description. You're getting the full night game and day game strategy. Okay, for the 97 extra,
night
you get a bunch of bonus.
Night and day games.
Night and day game.
Okay.
It's kind of like night drunk and day drunk. It's two very different things.
We must sign up.
All right, fine. I'll sign up, but not under my own name.
Just to see what he's saying.
I don't want future, like, you know, background checks to show up with this because I'm sure these guys are going to be considered some kind of threat by the DOJ soon.
Just sign up as Frank Bernardo.
The Frankie B.
A Telegram group while you're out and about doing approaches with me and other coaches from my team. World class level. So check that link in the description.
World class level. Drop the beat.
World class ass. World class assholes. I'll tell you what, we're here to win. Chrissy, you know these guys never cease to amaze me. Ever.
I know.
I love it. All right, short but sweet one. Because sometimes you just don't need to overextend. Advice Adam and John should take to heart. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's really not this hard, guys. Like, it really doesn't need to be this hard.
No.
I know in 2023, it's the hookup culture and the, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Everyone's looking for a one-night stand, but no one's looking for a long-term. When you get past the age of 23, you're going to start to put some value in having relationships, like having relationships that are meaningful in some way. And listen, I'm not knocking it because I also was like that in my 20s too, and 30s, and possibly some of my 40s. But you're going to start putting value in relationships, and relationships that are good only start with good. Not with manipulation.
Honesty. Yeah. Yeah, not manipulation.
If you're right. A little bit of a dork, you're going to find another dork.
Yeah.
If you're a little bit of a
There's
shy guy,
there's someone out there for everybody.
Someone out there for everybody. I know it's cliche, but it's got to be true because everyone keeps saying it. So you know it's true.
Yeah.
But you don't need these two guys to help you because they're putting the wrong thoughts in your head. Girls are not pieces of meat to be transacted at a bar. It's not going to happen. And if you treat them like that, they're going to know you're treating them like that, and you're going to get exactly what you're asking for, a soft two.
They're going to take a poop together.
That's
and
right.
They won't come back.
That's right. Take a poop together, and you'll never see them again, which is coincidentally how at least six of my relationships have ended. All right, tcbpodcast.com. That's where you go. Find out more information about Chrissy and I. All the audio, all the video right there from one location. Our entire catalog. Also, get your 21 EPM sticker. Hit the contact us button on the website. Ask for the sticker. Send us your physical address and we'll shoot them out. We do that about once a week. So get your sticker. Get them quick while they last. 1-855-TCB-8383. 855-TCB-8383. Toll free anywhere in the world. Text us. Comments, questions, concerns, content ideas, we're taking them all on the phone line. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Do us a favor, like and subscribe, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast player. Apple is preferable. All right, Chrissy, I guess that's all I can do for today. That's enough for today, I think.
So, Brian.
Yeah, so I love you.
And I love you.
And best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.